That was Bear Bells by Buildings and Food, found on last week's number 7 album, Provincial Park, appearing on charts from CFBX, CFUV, and CJSR in Edmonton. It's an ambient gem that evokes minimalistic landscapes shaped by field recordings and synth textures from Jen K. Wilson. Before that, a new entry, the title track by Chimeras from their EP Second Sight, appearing on charts from CFRU, CICK, CIVL, CJSR, and CJSF in Burnaby. It was built from 2 years of experimentation and field recordings. The track unleashes chaotic energy with syncopated drums, swarming synths, and shifting textures, an embodiment of the EP's frenetic vision.
Number 4. You're locked into the sound of the nation's underground.
Thank you.
coast to coast, counting down tracks from the top 10 hottest electronic albums. This is the Earshot Electronic Top 10.
Victory by New Chance from last week's number 4 album, A Rock Unsteady, appearing on charts from CFRU, CFUV, CIVL, and CKUT in Montreal. The song showcases her distinctive brand of electronic introspection. And before that, also from A Rock Unsteady, that was Original Feeling, a piece filled with lush instrumentation and layered production. The album blends spiritual down-tempo dub, house, and electronic pop, and features collaborators Johnny Spence, Evan Cartwright, Brody West, and Jennifer Castle.
Number 3. Canada's hottest electronic albums, the nation's most essential countdown. This is the Earshot Electronic Top 10. The Earshot Electronic Top 10. Tracks from the nation's hottest electronic albums.
Corazon by Sophia Cortesis from last week's number 3 album, Volver, appearing in charts from CIVL and CJUN in Winnipeg. It's a buoyant electronic track and highlights her emotive style. Before that, also from Volver, was Nitzan and Amina, and that has a rich textured dance production and showcases her immersive blend of electronic rhythms and emotional resonance.
Number 2. You're listening to the nation's countdown of tracks from the hottest electronic albums. This is the Earshot Electronic Top 10.
We'll be right back.
That was Tillisuak by Scylla from last week's number 2 album. Appearing on charts from CFRU and CFUV in Victoria, it features soulful vocals by Charlotte Kilmaik and penned by both Kilmaik and Thomas Lamb. It brings traditional Inuit storytelling to beautiful modern electronic form. Up next from last week's number 1 album, The Star of the Queen of Life, appearing on charts from 12 stations, including CHYZ in Laval and CHRU in Toronto, it's 117 by Debbie Friday. This is an anthemic dance pop single. It was co-produced by Darcy Bayless and created during Debbie's 2024 European tour. Its hypnotic vocals and cheeky lyrics include nods to ancient Greece and nude selfies. It marks a refreshingly light and playful direction in her sound.
Number 1.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, BC, striving to provide points of view that are rarely expressed in mainstream media.
This is Bird Note. Two different hawks that live on opposite sides of the world have evolved an identical and outlandish ability. The first is the crane hawk of Central and South America. It's named after the tall, statuesque birds called cranes because of its long, slim, gangly legs. Unlike most birds' legs, the crane hawks are adapted to bend both forward and backward. This rare trait, known as reversible tarsus, is something we might call being double-jointed. On the far side of the Atlantic, there's a second long-legged and double-jointed bird of prey, the African harrier hawk. As hawks go, the two are only distantly related, but similar animals in similar environments can sometimes evolve similar traits. Each bird's wonderfully peculiar leg adaptation is completely original. It evolved all on its own, even though the solution at the end of all that experimentation ended up being the same. Scientists call this process convergent evolution. Both hawks are experts in capturing prey that other raptors find too elusive. Their long, double-jointed legs allow them to reach into crevices or holes and swipe back and forth at odd angles to snatch their prey. Two hawks, two continents, and one amazing solution. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.